Hare Krishna. So till now Krishna has described about Ashtanga Yoga process. Then he described about what is the vision of a person who has attained perfection. And very mercifully Krishna also described about how to attain that perfection. What are the steps? So after telling all this, now Krishna is looking at the face of Arjuna. And there is a big question mark on the face of Arjuna. And that question Arjuna is going to ask here. Arjuna is going to tell what he is feeling after hearing all this. A very important question of Arjuna, which will have a great impact in our life also. Let's hear what Arjuna wants to ask and say. Shloka 33. Arjuna vacha yoyam yogastvaya proktaha samyena madhusudana etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatvat stitim stiram. So here Arjuna is saying, Arjuna vacha, Arjuna spoke, O Madhusudana. What he is saying, yo ayam yogas, the system of yoga, tvaya proktaha, that you have spoken just now, samyena aham na pashyami, I'm not able to see that with equal vision. It's all about, it seems to be very impractical. It's very, very unendurable. And then he says, why? I suppose Krishna, looking at Arjuna, Krishna has a question mark now. Then Arjuna is saying, etasya chanchalatvat stitim stiram. Why? Because etasya, this mind that is there, it is chanchalatvat. It is restless and it's unsteady. So now Arjuna, just imagine, Krishna spoke a great thing and Arjuna is saying, humse nahi ho payega, I cannot do this, sorry. This is what the shloka talking about. Arjuna is saying, I cannot do it, O Krishna. So let's see why Arjuna is saying this and how it is very, very important for all of us. The system of mysticism described by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, beginning with the words, Shuchau Desha, and ending with Yogi Paramaha. So Yogi Paramaha was shloka number 32. And Shuchau Desha now was there in shloka number 11, 12. That's how we started from there. And in those shlokas, we saw very clearly, Krishna was describing the various processes. So let me pick that shloka. Yes, 11, 12. So 11th shloka says, Shuchau Desha Pratishthapya. And till shloka number 32, which ends with Yogi Paramo Mataha. So, after hearing all this, Arjuna is rejecting out of a feeling of inability. Now, firstly, let's understand, who is Arjuna? Here, directly, he's saying, I cannot do it. But then, what is the capacity of Arjuna? Let's try to understand that. Very nicely, Prabhupada is given here. First, he belonged to a royal family. All of us know, he was a Pandava. He belonged to the Kuru dynasty. And was highly elevated in terms of numerous qualities. So, when it comes to his character, when it comes to his capability, when it comes to his talents, he was amazing. Even in dark, he can shoot arrows. He can shoot arrows very nicely and he can kill his opponent. And when it comes to treating his superiors, he'll treat with a lot of humility. The same person who is like a thunderbolt in front of enemies, he's like a soft butter in front of his superiors. So, amazing qualities this personality had. He was a great warrior, so this is very clear. He defeated even Lord Shiva in one of the battles. He had great longevity. After all, he's a great stalwart, so he had a great longevity. And most importantly, he was the most intimate friend of Lord Krishna. Forget about all the other qualities. This one important quality is enough. Such an intimate friend of Krishna. Can you imagine? Only for Arjuna, Krishna is stopping, he in the battlefield, in the middle of the battlefield, as if the battle is stopped, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You can imagine how close Arjuna is to the heart of Krishna. And 5,000 years ago, Arjuna had much better facilities. This is very, very important. So we are talking about Dwapar Yuga. Then at that time, the facilities were very nice. There were thick, dense forests which were available, peaceful, calm, people were very nice, and those places were very good and holy. They were very, very auspicious and sacred places which were there. So after having all this, he has refused to accept the system of yoga. And there is no incident that is mentioned in the history that Arjuna practiced this yoga. So such a person, such a great personality who had, firstly, his own capacity was there. He had great talent. The situation and circumstance which he was in was very much favorable to practice Ashtanga Yoga. But then that personality saying, oh Krishna, this equal vision that you talked about, that see everyone, you know, seeing Krishna in everyone and everyone in Krishna, seeing friends and enemies as equal. So Arjuna is like, I'm on the battlefield and I'm supposed to fight. They're supposed to be my enemies. How can I see Duryodhan and Yudhishthir on the same platform? Equal vision. Where is the question of equal vision? So this is what Arjuna is saying. So here very clearly we understand, if it was impossible for Arjuna, then how is it that people in Kali Yuga are thinking that it will be possible for me? We should have some brain substance to understand this. Where, you know, it was so difficult. Arjuna is saying it's difficult for me, such a great warrior who had controlled his sexual desire also. When the celestial being came, a celestial beautiful girl, she came and proposed Arjuna. And Arjuna rejected her proposal. And that proposal was in a seclusion. Now just imagine how controlled Arjuna was. And such a person is saying that this, what you talked about, oh Krishna, is very impossible for me. And now in the age of Kali Yuga, where everywhere there is distraction, we don't find dense forests with green trees, but we find only dense forest with concrete buildings. And people want to attempt practicing Ashtanga Yoga. Very, very difficult. In general, for people to attain perfection in Ashtanga Yoga is very, very difficult. Maybe one or two rare personalities who go to Himalayas, maybe, and if they sustain in that cold and hot climate with this, you know, Khatara Kali Yuga body, maybe, very, very rare, but maybe they might attain some perfection. But then, in general, for common public like us, who keep watching YouTube videos, very difficult. Very difficult. And obviously, for the person who records YouTube videos, for him also it is very, very difficult. So, here it is said, it is not possible for an ordinary man to leave home. Firstly, this is very, very important. We cannot leave home and go to secluded place. Even if we want to go, there is no secluded place available. That is mountains or jungles in the age of Kali Yuga. Present age is characterized by bitter struggle for a life of short duration. This is another very important thing. There in Dwapar Yuga, people live for 1,000 years. And here when it comes to us, you know, crossing 50, there is a big celebration. And if someone touches 100, that's a big achievement. So in such a case, you know, with so much of disease and so much of weakness in the body, how can a person think of practicing Ashtanga Yoga to attain perfection? Okay, chalo, doing some asanas to keep the body fit is understood. But then thinking that through this process only I'll attain perfection is something very, very crazy. Common people at least cannot. People like me and you cannot. Maybe there'll be some, you know, other exalted people who can, but we cannot. People are not serious about self-realization even by simple practical means. And what to speak of this difficult yoga system, which regulates the mode of living, the manner of sitting, selection of place and detachment of the mind from material engagement. Here, people are not ready to take up simple means of self-realization. Chanting Hare Krishna is so simple. What is supposed to be done? Just sit and chant. What is there in that? So people are not able to do that. Who will do all this? You know, look at these different things. First, the person has to regulate his mode of living. Now when it comes to night shifts and all, you know, what mode of living is going to adjust? What lifestyle is going to change? The manner of sitting. Now when it comes to sitting on the ground with folded legs, that's a big thing, you know, for people to do. Legs starts paining. Selection of a place. Who has time to go around to select some place? Here, person is stuck in his monotonous life, going to office, coming back, sleeping, taking some rest, and again, getting up, going to office, coming back. So only two places the person knows, home and office. So where is the question of selection of place? Detachment of mind from material engagements. Are a full day in Kali Yuga, people are just engaged in material activities. Either working from morning till evening, or when there is free time, just doing some material sense gratification. Avoiding all that is what is expected in Ashtanga Yoga. Now tell me, who will take up this? So we have to be very practical. See, Arjuna, at that time, he is putting this practical question. So why can't we be practical and ask this question? Is it possible for us to do Ashtanga Yoga in this age? very difficult. Some exercise we can do here and there, some asanas, but then attaining perfection through this, very, very difficult, not possible. So, finally, we have to understand that, therefore, this system must be considered generally impossible in this age of Kali. So, what is recommended in this age of Kali? Only one thing, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Whatever work we might be doing, say we are doing our office work, we are doing some household work, we are taking care of our kids, we are doing anything. Throughout our activities, throughout our days and all the activities, we have to just keep, you know, murmuring this, vibrating the tongue to vibrate this transcendental sound. That is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Anything we are doing, just we have to just imbibe this mode of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just addition is there. There is no subtraction here. But Ashtanga Yoga, first subtract everything and then, you know, do something new. But here it's all about addition. Whatever activities we are doing, we have to just keep doing and just add this one more element of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And obviously, we have to have some exclusive time where we sit and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, for a good amount of time. And obviously, as we always keep discussing, to enhance our chanting and to make it quality, we have to read Shastra, we have to read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, understand that what are the other things that I should do so that my chanting gets enhanced, it becomes quality. So associating with fired up devotees, we should search, you know, we should search for fired up association around us. And we should go and associate with them. And in the association, we should hear Krishna Katha, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, celebrate various festivals, serve Krishna together. So, when it comes to Ashtanga Yoga, the person has to struggle so much and, you know, finally, at the end, few might attain success. But in Bhakti Yoga, right from start itself, there is so much of bliss in the association of devotees. And finally, when the person attains Krishna, oh, that is next level of bliss that the person gets. So, we should completely resonate, you know, with the question that Arjuna is posting. Basically, it's not a question. It's directly a conclusion that Arjuna is telling that, I cannot do this. I cannot do this by myself. And now, if suppose Krishna says, why are you saying this that you cannot do it? You are Arjun. You are the great warrior. You are my friend. Why are you saying this? So Arjuna is going to give some reasons now. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.